This is Amin Ali, AMIN space ALI, the taking for Dr. Anas Obeid, date of service January 24, 2013, patient name Lester Kyler, Lester space Kyler, date of birth July 30, 1946, primary care physician, please copy and paste from page 1 as taken on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleague who has the pleasure of seeing Mr. Kyler, who will know a very pleasant 66-year-old gentleman with past medical history, significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease status for 2.5 by 24. Correction, status post 2.5 by 28 mm, millivision bare metal stent to the distal right coronary artery, and peripheral arterial disease status post multiple revascularization surgery, and status post recent peripheral angiography that showed moderate disease of the left posterior tibial artery. He came to our clinic today as a follow-up. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he had no specific cardiac complaint, no chest pain, no desynchronization or chest, no palpitations, no syncope, presyncope, no lower limb edema, no symmetric claudication of the lower limb. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Please copy and paste from page 1 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Please copy and paste from page 1 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph. Social history, significant for smoking for 15 years, he quit 30 years ago, denies alcohol, intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history, significant for coronary artery disease and diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergy. Next paragraph, current medications, please copy and paste from page 2 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure, 110 over 80 mm mercury, pulse rate 53 beats per minute, weight 190 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inch. Please type down the template of a normal cardiovascular system exam. Next paragraph, diagnostic test. EKG was done on EKG was done on November 27, 2012. It showed heart rate of 51 beats per minute, normal axis sinuses. Next paragraph. Echocardiogram, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiac stress test, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph, left heart catheterization, please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph, 24-hour Holter monitor was done on May 2, 2012. It showed sinus minimal supraventricular ectopic and frequency supraventricular ectopic. No patient marker, no patient diary. Next paragraph. Causative duplex study. Please copy and paste from page 3 as said on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph. Regional ultrasound. Please copy and paste from page 3 as said on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph. Low oximetry venous waveform study. Please copy and paste from page 3 as said on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph. Low oximetry segmental ABI study. Please copy and paste from page 3 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph. Low oximetry venous Doppler study. Please copy and paste from page 4 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph. Peripheral angiography was done on November 1st, 2012. It showed abdominal aorta was normal with no evidence of aneurysm. Bilateral common iliac, internal iliac and external iliac arteries were normal with sluggish TIMI 2 flow, however no evidence of luminal narrowing. Bilateral common femoral artery and profunda were normal. Bilateral superficial femoral arteries exhibit minimal disease with sluggish flow and endothelial dysfunction with TIMI 2 flow. Right lower extremity revealed 3 vessel runoff with hypoplastic peroneal artery. Again, there was sluggish flow suggesting of endothelial dysfunction. However, there was no adequate flow to the foot. Correction. However, there was adequate flow to the foot. Bilateral popliteal arteries were normal. Left lower extremity revealed 3 vessel runoff with sluggish flow and endothelial dysfunction. The left anterior tibial artery was widely patent. The left peroneal artery was small hypoplastic vessel with no significant disease. The left posterior tibial artery exhibit a focal area of moderate disease in the right in the range of 50-70% and no evidence of high-grade obstruction. There was again TIMI2 flow due to endothelial dysfunction. Next paragraph, laboratory blood test. Please copy and paste from page 4 as stated on November 27, 2012. Next paragraph, assessment and plan number 1, coronary artery disease. His status spot 2.5 by 28 mm, mini vision, bare metals 10 to the distal right coronary artery. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent stress test was negative. We recommend him off lifetime modification in the form of regular exercise, balanced diet. Continue on aspirin and plavix therapy and follow up him on the next follow-up visit. Number 2, valvular heart disease. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent echocardiogram showed ejection fraction of 60%. Ejection fraction of 60% with mild aortic regurgitation, mild mitral regurgitation, and mild tricuspid regurgitation. We'll continue to monitor his valvular abnormality with serial echocardiography on the next follow-up visit. Number 3, carotid artery evaluation. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. His recent carotid Doppler study revealed no significant carotid artery stenosis. We'll continue to monitor him as long as carotid artery stenosis is a concern. Number 4, peripheral arterial disease. His status post peripheral angiography that showed moderate disease of the left posterior tibial artery with 3 vessel runoff. On today's visit, he was asymptomatic. We'll commit him off lifestyle modification and to continue on his current medications. Number 5, hypertension. His blood pressure measured today was 110 over 80 mmHg per mercury, which is close to optimal required blood pressure. We recommend him to continue low pressure and xenopulse therapy. Our goal is to have blood pressure below 140 over 90 mmHg per mercury, as will be managed by his primary care physician. Number 6, Alzheimer's disease. The patient was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. He was started on ICET tabs. We recommend him to continue to follow up with his primary care physician with regard to this matter. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Kyler. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We'll see Mr. Kyler back in 3 months. Meanwhile, he's instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Amin Ali, medical student, dictation for Dr. Anas Obeid, who's all his board certificate. This is the end of the dictation.